You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen. Morning.
So, Donald Trump, I mean, really, when you think of people you want to get involved in the Middle East peace process, Donald Trump's not the one. And he now announces that the U.S. Embassy is going to be in Jerusalem. It's a hugely divisive thing to do.
Yeah, the Middle East probably thought they had it rough enough when Tony Blair was the Middle East envoy. Remember that? So you kind of think, yeah, rocking the boat is never a good thing when it comes to, well, the Middle East in particular, but any part of the world for that matter. And President Trump's announcement that the United States will be the only country in the world so far to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and therefore move the U.S. embassy accordingly from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is seen as hugely significant. It's all about symbolism, isn't it, when it comes to these things? The fact is, Jerusalem is a very important city to Christians, Jews, and Arabs, to Palestinians in particular. And if there is to be a two-state solution to Israel, the thought is that Jerusalem absolutely had to play a part in it. And there is indeed going to be a special emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council called by Britain and France, who are going to discuss this tomorrow, saying, oh, because there are so many people who are nervous about this. As a spokesman for Hamas put it, this has opened the gates of hell. Now, you don't want people talking like that in the Middle East. And I quite like the take of one correspondent, a BBC guy, Jeremy Bowen, who said, things are always most stable when there's no change. Unfortunately, this changes things, doesn't it?
Oh, geez, that's a very good way to sum it up. And then there's been a terror plot against Downing Street to take out Theresa May.
Yeah, two men have appeared in court, one of them for aiding and abetting, but the main guy, a guy called Namir Rahman, is accused of planning to blow up Downing Street security gates with a bomb. His master plan then was that, amid the confusion, as he put it, he would attack the Prime Minister armed with pepper spray and a knife. You have to say this is surely more about fame and profile rather than actually being a viable plan. I mean, of course you have to take this seriously. Of course it has to go through the courts and the allegations have to be worked out. But frankly, if you blew up the Downing Street gates, you're still 50 yards from the front door. Yes, you could kill two or three police officers with machine guns, but there'd be others behind them. There's also a control shack. There are others inside Downing Street. The Downing Street door is not made of plywood. It really is a hefty thing and properly security enforced. And inside, where would you find the Prime Minister? It's a rabbit warren and full of armed police and others. It's a nonsense plan, but nonetheless, there it was, and we know that we need these plans to be thwarted.
And Adam, people want to stop this as the UN. They want to stop dumping plastic in the ocean. I mean, Plastic Beach is already here.
Oh, we've seen some of the pictures and we heard some of the reports and awful, distressing things of remote Pacific islands that ought to be free from any kind of man-made influence, and yet there they are, awash with plastic bottles and other things and worse. And yet, this is a good sign, isn't it, that essentially the United Nations has got 193 states to agree that we should immediately stop putting plastic into our oceans. Stop what's going in there. I've looked at the chart of it. China is far and away the worst culprit, but they are signed up to this deal. I believe South Africa is 11th on the list. But the devil is in the detail, as they always say, Stephen, and there is no detail. There is absolutely no detail how to stop it, what sanctions would happen if people didn't stop it, any kind of timeline, any kind of date, any cutoff point, how this will go about. It's just an agreement. It's a good headline. But after that, the story rather pieces out, doesn't it?
It does. Adam Gilchrist, thank you. Tragedy of the Commons is the way to see it. Adam Gilchrist on the line from London.